Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. People are on the lines. We're going to take those calls, but right now we're going to give away some tickets, baby. We got Terps tickets, Terps versus Hoyas, Friday night in College Park. Going to be a fun night. That's a matchup a lot of folks have always been dreaming of. Doesn't happen often enough.
What's that?
Terps, Hoyas, Hoops, Friday night.
Oh, boy.
Call number 10 to 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to University of Maryland basketball this Friday, November 7th, against the Georgetown Hoyas. Bulldogging like the Georgetown Hoyas. At the Xfinity Center. For more information, visit thefandc.com. Caller 10, Hoyas, Terps. I want to go to this game.
Go.
It just seems kind of far.
What's far?
I got to drive to College Park.
JP, if you don't shut the hell up.
I got to get parking.
Dude.
You got parking, B?
No, you went to Maryland.
I did. I went to both of these joints.
Give them more money, and they might get you a free spot.
I got a degree from Maryland and Georgetown.
Hey, you're a media guy. You can get parking.
Yeah,
media lot.
But you know what else I could get? My couch.
Bruh, if you want to just be an old man right now, go ahead. I'm telling you, you get older, you're going to wish you had lived.
I haven't. Let's see what Rudy's got going for this game. If Rudy has a spare courtside, maybe I can get to College Park.
You should go hang out with the students and make a whole story out of it.
Strober will be there.
Have a cameraman or just get your phone out. You know,
if I'm going to Terps Hoyas, I think I'm sipping. I don't want to be working.
Hey, man, you could be working. You know, man, it's the world is just about getting content. Take a couple pictures in the thing with the student. They'd be like, look at JP, the old man, hanging out with the young people.
Maybe.
It might make you go viral. You could do a TikTok.
Straight up TikTok. Ishmael's in D.C. People started calling in during our... If you missed any of the interview with Barstool Nate, get on the Odyssey app or Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, and check it out. Ishmael, what's up, dude?
What's going on, man? I appreciate you guys, man. Keep doing the good work.
Appreciate you, bro.
I just think everybody just got to calm down, man. I understand that the injury to Jaden was catastrophic, man, but Rome wasn't built in a day, man. You know, I was in the Marine Corps, and you got to saying that you just got to redirect your fire, man, and put the players and the coaches in the right position. And I think we're going to be fine, man. You know, I think we go nothing but up, man. So I appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for your service as well, brother.
Thanks, man. Can I just learned something odd.
What?
You tell me if you think this is odd. My reaction is odd.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, you've heard of him, yes?
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback of some fame.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady revealed that his current dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died in December of 23. The dogs were cloned by Colossal Biosciences, a biotech company that Brady is an investor in.
RPS, JP. RPS.
RPS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. What is? Tell me what it is.
I can't say it all on air.
Or text me what it is. RPS. Richmond Public Schools?
And not that. I'm going to text it to you, dog.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody out there got it.
Rock, paper, scissors?
You're so smart, boy. You got these degrees from Maryland, Georgetown.
You're saying it's something about money, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Let's remove the money. It is.
Oh, Joey just texted me. I got it.
Joey, thank you, bro. This dude here's so damn slow.
That is true RPS.
First of all, ain't nobody with no money gonna ever be having a clone dog of another dog. They might go get one that look like that dog, but it won't be a clone from no biosciences stuff.
My favorite
rich people-ish.
I gotcha.
There you go.
You're correct. You're 100% correct. My late dog Banks, I love with my entire heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
I still wouldn't clone him.
Dude.
Kind of weird.
Listen, man.
Where do you stand on cloning, Brian?
Bruh, I'm not doing the same thing like you. You wouldn't have done it. But see, this is what I always hear people tell me. Man, if I had, I wouldn't do it. I say, you don't know that. If you had, you might. When you have a level of accomplishing and doing things that you don't ordinarily be able to do, you know, be a do it. So, you know, Tom probably, and then again, with Tom, he probably didn't spend a penny. Somebody probably said, you know what we can do? And say, show me.
Right.
You know? Right. Like the new movie about to come out, Predator, you know? You see all the different little things coming in? I thought that whole this series was gone.
Hold on.
Nice bet.
Hold on. Jeff, get on your microphone. I got a question for you. I'm going to take this call from Dennis and Reston. What's up,
Dennis? What's up, Dennis? How you doing, brother?
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Hey, Brian and JP, I listened to the thing with Barstool Nate, and, you know, I don't really know a lot about Barstool Nate, but calling for people to be fired and getting all angry with Dan Quinn and everything, that's, you know, that I don't think that's really appropriate. And Joe Witt definitely does not deserve to be fired for this. And Joe Witt is the coach. The players are the guys that make the mistakes out on the field. And Joe Witt has, when they go in at halftime, I'm sure he does everything he can do to make his adjustments, just as offensive coordinators, they don't need to be fired for this stuff. You know what I mean? And I'm just calling to say that I kind of back you up on that, man. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And your last caller, you know, the guy that's from the Marine Corps, well, I was in the Army, and I know exactly what he means by redirecting fire. Yeah, they need to redirect fire and just set their goals to what they need to do to get through this season, to keep Jaden. He's our star quarterback. Even if he doesn't play another game, we need him for next year healthy. So thanks a lot, guys.
All right, bro. Yeah, thanks, you, man.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate
JP.
You. Yes.
That's another JP. He did the externship thing with Jordan Poyer.
Poyer, yeah. He was a player.
Yeah.
Jeff, quick question. So, B, I don't know if you noticed, understandably, when the shows are about to shift, a bunch of people kind of gather in the bullpen. It's mm-hmm. us when the junks are getting done. Now you got Grant and Danny out there getting ready. And it gets kind of loud out there. And because this is an audio program, mm-hmm. at least in its original entreaties, it just gets a little distracting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I text, and I can't get up and go close the door, especially in this big ass. We're no longer in the prison cell. In the prison cell, I could have closed it from my chair.
Just give me a little head. I'll go do it.
Well, I put in the text thread, hey, Jeff, can you please close the door?
Oh, he closed that door.
I watched Jeff stand up and close the door to the aquarium.
Hold up. In my defense.
I'm just saying.
Hold up. In my defense, I did not even see that text message.
You just decided to get up and close the aquarium door.
Landini was like, yo, close the door.
I heard Landfill say something about the door.
Yeah, so I thought that one. Then he was like,
I hear everything happening there. Landfill just can't, he can't hear through the window. No, but he hears every time you're not talking to him, though.
Landfill, do you believe, Jeff, that he was just getting up to close the door and it had nothing to do with the text?
No, I mean, it had everything to do with the text because I saw it and told him, Jeff, can you close the door?
But he thought we were talking about the aquarium door when it was very clearly the studio door.
No, because, like, Landfill has had me close that door before, and not y'all door. Like, I thought it was. He just said, Jeff, close the door. My bad.
It was very funny to watch unfold. Hopefully the producer cam. Joey, track that down. I'm going to take one more call here, but I do want to at least ask the question of everybody. The AAA poll of the day, the B. Mitchell Finley poll question of the day, should the Commanders make moves at the trade deadline? The answers are binary, yes or no. B. Mitch, they got 2.5 hours, a little less than 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Should they make a move?
They should be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pause.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sellers, if somebody come in and give them the right price or an astronomical price.
Jeffrey, should they make a move at the trade deadline, sir?
If it's selling someone for more picks, yes.
White Brian, should the Commanders make a move?
No.
Why not?
Because he don't want them to get good. He's a damn Giants fan. You got to learn to stop asking him questions about this team.
Fair point. Yeah. Sorry, White Brian.
As I ask him, should Alabama get better? Hell no, he'll say.
Landy, should they make a move today?
Sure.
What do you want? You want him to trade for somebody, Landfill?
No.
Remember that dude that called about a quarterback? That was something. The B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, you can upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. I did want to take my man Ko from the foe on the line. What's up, Ko?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Ain't nothing, man. Man, that guy daggone boss dude, Nate, he is an oxymoron, man. First he get on here want to fire everybody. Then he talk about he understands. And then he says he don't want to trade a buy. And well, he's just all over the place. V-Miss, man, shout out to you for going and saying what I wanted to say to him. And just ask him if everybody feel like me and you and turn down the radio on him, should we fire him for Tuesdays and bring somebody else in? Come on, man.
You know, I almost asked that question, but I was like, okay, I can't be mad at him for saying something and then come right behind him and say the same thing.
Put yourself in that shoe. That's all, man. But
here's the thing with Nate is that most of what he says is highly rational, and then he just allows his emotional fan side to take over.
That's when you got to learn to control that.
You got to learn to control it.
I guarantee if anybody were to question him about stuff he does and start going off every week about the same thing, he wouldn't hike it. He wouldn't be able to handle it. That's what I always say. You got to give what you expect. Yeah, give a level of respect. You can say somebody should be checked.
We need to come together. We need to chill out. It's a long season. We had a 4-game losing streak. We got to just strap our helmets on. I don't want to get rid of nobody. Like you said, be made everybody here help make this mess. They got to strap their chin straps up, go out there the next week and clean it up, man. It's a long season, man. It's a long franchise. We on to something. We can't just fire everybody, hop off the bandwagon when it's going wrong, but when it's good. I ain't hear Nate say get Joe Witt and Dan Quinn a promotion last year. So let's just stick together, work it out. We're going to be all right, man. That's all I got to say, fellas.
Thanks for the call, Ko. Appreciate you, bud. What a day. Trade deadline still rattling around. The Sauce Gardner trade is by far the biggest. I think the Bears just traded.
I'm going to tell you the one that might be the most effective, though, is that little dude that went to Seattle.
Rashid Shaheed.
That dude can fly.
Bro, speed.
He can fly.
And adding speed. That,
he plays like a lot of backfield stuff, too. Putting that with the rest of that, what they got? Oh, Lord have mercy.
What do you make of the Jags trading for a receiver? Jacoby Myers. Like, they just moved up to draft Travis Hunter. Now,
yeah, but
I know
Travis Hunter's on IR.
But, like, what are you chasing right now, Jacksonville?
Still, they need something to be out there. You don't have Travis Hunter playing receiver or DB. So you need something.
Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets when we return. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Here's the thing with the Rood system. They are whisper quiet, man. They're not going to wake you up in the middle of the night, bang, 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 bang. You don't get that with a Rood system. It's chill. It's got the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control. It operates efficiently, even in the most extreme conditions. It's supposed to get cold this weekend. You better make sure your thing is working. Comfort and performance perfectly balanced with Rood. And you can save a bunch of cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on... Chill out over there. Up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bang, 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 bang.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.